Thanks to Fabulous for supporting Earn Your Happy. Fabulous is the habit-changing app that gives you the tools and skills you need to help you break free of negative habits and build new healthy ones that stick. Get 25% off Fabulous Premium by going to thefab.co/Lori. If you are experiencing feeling stuck, if you are experiencing not feeling supported or connected, the only way to experience those feelings is to go and make sure you are supporting yourself. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multi-millionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I am currently in Vail, Colorado, and I am having one of the most magical times I can possibly explain to you with girlfriends. And I'll tell you that I feel like every trip, not just this trip, comes at a time where I'm always thinking that I shouldn't go. I'm always thinking I'm too busy. I'm always thinking I don't have the space. I'm always thinking that I shouldn't be vacationing. What will my team think? And I'm just repeating this back to myself really right now as my own therapy and as my own mirror to myself, that when I go away like this, especially, this is the key. It's not just going away with your girlfriends with zero intention, or maybe even sometimes just going and, you know, having one of those trips where you really don't drop in, you're not really connecting. Maybe you're just drinking a lot or not, you know, sitting by the pool and not really connecting deeply, which there's a time and a place for that too. I'm totally not knocking that because I definitely have moments in my life where I'm like, oh my God, I just need to go on one of those trips where I'm not thinking and I turn things off and I just don't care and I relax. But I think there's so much power also in these trips where you combine fun and play and also just the intention of connecting deeply and being there for each other. And you know, what I'm observing is we've been together, I believe this is day four. And you know, the first day, no matter what, I think there's always like coming together and like kind of getting out those random nerves, even if it's a really good friend. Like I know some people don't experience this, but for me, it's like getting back into that different energy of like, you know, friend group, girlfriends, things like that, and dropping in, and all your past fears can come up around relationships. It can be like, is this a safe space? What if I, you know, overshare? You start overthinking and just allowing yourself to observe those thoughts and be like, hey, we all feel this way. And not just observe them. Actually, we all brought them up and said like, what are your fears around friendships? What are your fears even around like dropping in on trips like this? Like we've all randomly shared our fears and it's made us feel so much closer in such a short period of time. Hey, let's be real. It is hard to set new goals and stick to them and create new healthy habits. And I can tell you that you need some form of commitment and accountability. And I believe so much in Fabulous that I teamed up with them so that you can get a 25% off their Fabulous Premium by going to thefab.co/Lori. Fabulous is the habit-changing app that gives you the tools and skills you need to feel healthier, more productive, and fulfilled. Fabulous helps you break free of negative habits while helping you build new healthy ones that actually stick. Fabulous does this by using a holistic approach along with behavioral science, which you guys know I'm totally into. Unlike other health apps, Fabulous focuses on self-improvement, mental and physical health, mindfulness, and productivity to build a daily routine that works for you. Based on a brief quiz you take to determine the routine best fit for you, they will place a focus on the goals that could be improved in your life, such as fitness, mindfulness, health, support, and more. Fabulous breaks the goal down into daily tasks, like reminding you to drink water, exercise, or even disconnect and unplug. Fabulous also offers weekly challenges that complement the tasks I'm already doing in my regular routine. The 22-day challenge, all about mental fitness, was super tough, but really helped me think about things differently using the golden triangle concept. Learn and study, sit and think and breathe. Becoming a Fabulous Premium member gives you access to daily coaching content sessions, unlocks all guided behavior change programs, and lets you add as many habits as you'd like in your routines. Start building your ideal daily routine today with Fabulous Premium. Get 25% off Fabulous Premium by going to thefab.co/Lori. That's thefab.co/Lori for 25% off Fabulous Premium. But the reason that I wanted to come on was to not only hold up a mirror for myself, but to hold up a mirror for you, that if you are experiencing feeling stuck, if you are experiencing not feeling supported or connected, the only way to experience those feelings is to go and make sure you are supporting yourself, meaning reach out to girlfriends, even if you don't know them well. Like I'm on a trip with women, some of them I hardly even have gotten to spend a lot of time with at all. And to me, that felt a little bit risky, but it also felt so right. It's like, well, what's the worst that could happen? I'm going to learn from these people no matter what. And what is happening is that we are so fully open to what's here for us, like expanding conversation, really trying to understand each other and where we're all at in our businesses and in our life. And everything is opening up for us, which is absolutely insane. So on day four, we just had a completely like beautiful moment in the kitchen of the suite we're staying in where our hearts were so full. We had tears in our eyes of the realization of how things have opened up for us, how big decisions have been made while we were here that were waiting in the background, how beautiful surprise blessings have come through our emails, have come through our businesses, all while we've been gone. And what can happen is sometimes we think we are going to get these things when we're at home at our desk or on those calls or pushing that boulder up the hill at home, making things happen. And I found that while that is so important, that you also need this place where you are literally going and playing and letting go and surrendering to the universe. So I want to remind you that sometimes the places you have the most resistance around, leaving, relaxing, playing, going with new girlfriends on a trip, oh my God, that can feel so scary. Setting intentions, asking deep questions, being really, really vulnerable, all the things that make us feel uncomfortable is typically where the magic is. And Every time I go away on trips, I always come back with something profound, which I'm not even like, this trip better give me something profound. But it's like, I always am in such observation of everything while I'm gone, of just like, okay, how am I feeling? Okay, how can I let that go? Okay, why is that coming up? Okay, how is this exactly, like, why, just relating it to how I am in life. And I think if you do that, then what's going to happen for you when you go away is you're going to get these miraculous blessings as well. And it's so important to have that duality of working very hard. I think it's important. I really do. And also to go and surrender. So to set those intentions, to work hard, to make those relationships, but then also go and fully surrender and let go. And I believe that that is what playing and being in deep connection and with other people does. And what's crazy is we've unlocked so many answers for each other that I truly believe you can't unlock on your own. And we had this conversation at the dinner table the other night, where one of my girlfriends, Danette, asked, you know, how do you give yourself, like, what is the way that you give yourself self-love when you are feeling not confident in yourself or when you're feeling really down? Like, how do you support yourself? And the answer that came to me right away, there were quite a few answers that, you know, came after that. But the very first one was that I go and reach out to my friendships and I get really vulnerable and share where I'm at or have different conversations with them. Because I believe that, yes, we are whole without people, but I do believe that it takes other people unlocking these parts of ourselves that are already whole inside. So if you look at it like as a bunch of locks, like you're already whole. You already have all of the locks that you need inside of you, but it takes another person to actually unlock them so that you get the gift that is inside of the lock that's already inside of you. So that's what I see happening when I sit in these conversations and I sit for these long periods of time in friendships that sometimes can even feel uncomfortable, right? Like, I don't have time for that. Oh my gosh, I should be working. I shouldn't be going off and doing these things. But all of a sudden, you allow yourself to connect deeply with someone and you get the answer that you'd been searching for, or the thing that optimizes your time, or that skips the line, or you find that perfect hire because they refer you to someone. These are all the things that you can't forget that are invaluable. And you have to play the long game with relationships. It's so important. You're not going to go on one trip, or you're not going to go and meet one person and get everything you need. This is long term. This is like finding those people, connecting with them, and making sure you keep up those relationships. It doesn't mean you have to give your all to these relationships, but just checking in and maybe helping them out when you see that they need something, or even checking in and saying, hey, is there anything that I can do for you? You know, what are you working on? What's exciting? And even if you do that every 3 to 6 months, that's how you keep up a relationship and play the long game. And not just that, it's just so beautiful to know that you have all of these incredible people in your life. So I'm sending you guys so much love. Maybe you're going to book a trip now. Maybe you're going to go ask some random strangers, don't make them too strange. I don't know, the stranger the better, who knows, to go and play, go and see what happens, go and have some deep conversation, facilitate some great questions at the dinner table. That's definitely what we're doing. You know, how can I support you? What's exciting right now? What doesn't feel good? Where do you want to go? What's your biggest vision? All of these questions are really going to help drop you in and unlock not only something for them, but something huge inside of you. So as of right now, I'm recording this on 2-2 of 2022. And I just feel like it is a very magical day that's opening up a lot for all of you. I have a feeling that something has opened up for you. You just have to really be open to it and look, but I have a feeling you already know what it is. So sending you so much love, and until next time, earn your happy.